I keep one hand on the wheel as I wipe my eyes unsuccessfully, my minivan barreling down the highway as I leave the only life I've ever known behind. Tears streak my cheeks. My heart races, and even though there are three crying babies in the back seat of the beat-up van, I've never felt so alone in my life. Which isn't saying much, considering I'm a sister wife. People are always around, always watching, always judging. But no one sees me as I escape. My flip phone, the one I bought at Walmart last week, buzzes. As it rings, milk seeps from my engorged breasts. Having a 12-week-old baby will do that to a woman, especially when her infant is screaming from his car seat. I can't pull over to answer the phone or nurse Titus because I have to keep driving. I must keep driving and never come back. With the windows down, the summer sun warms me up to the idea of a new forever. A forever I never considered for myself. Freedom. An hour later, the babies are asleep, and I pull over to fill the tank at a gas station. My stomach growls, but I don't know if it's from nerves or the fact I haven't eaten in hours. I grab $40 from my wallet, debating taking another $5 for caffeine, but I don't have that much to spare. Not now. The $112 I scrimped to save is for this escape, not to spend on frivolities. I packed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and carrot sticks. I can have one of those while I drive. I hand the cash to the cashier, my eyes on the van. "You okay, sweetie?" she asks, pointing at the milk stains on my blouse. But I don't have time to be embarrassed. You can't afford to be when your children's lives are at stake. "I'm fine," I say, eyeing the Snickers bars on the counter. "Are you traveling alone?" she asks. I look up at her then, her gray hair clipped back, revealing pale blue eyes. I lower mine, not wanting to be noticed, just wanting to get far away. "Yeah, it's just my kids and me," I say softly, knowing I have no man to protect me, take care of me, here or anywhere. Knowing I've never had a real man in my life. The father of my children is nothing but a cheat. She clucks her tongue, picking up the Snickers and handing it over. "Listen, Mama, the chocolate's on me, and grab yourself a coffee on your way out, okay?" My eyes fill with tears again. I need this more than she knows. I blink away the memory of leaving my sister wives without telling them I was going for good. But I needed more, and not just for me, for my children, for my sons. "Thank you," I manage, wiping my eyes with the cuff of my hand-sewn blouse. I don't know why I'm crying.
"It's the hormones. I remember. It's been a long time, but you never forget."
She smiles warmly, then wags her finger at me, telling me to get a coffee to go. I do, as she insists. "Thank you," I tell her, with 16-ounce cup of steaming coffee in one hand, pushing open the door with the other.
"And remember to take care of yourself, honey," she says as I leave.
Pumping gas, I look at myself through the van window, seeing my sleeping babies all in a row and thinking that the cashier has no idea what my life has been like. Taking care of myself has never been an option. I haven't slept a full night in years, but even through the haze of restless nights with a newborn cradled against my chest, I know that being a 22-year-old with three children under three is not the reason I'm always tired. I screw the gas cap on and slide open the van door, unbuckling Titus, and as I reach over him, his one-year-old brother Thomas stirs. I kiss his forehead, willing him to stay asleep. His two-year-old brother, Timothy, opens his eyes. They meet mine.
"Shh now, sleepyhead,"
I whisper, brushing a tendril of his blonde hair away from his sweaty forehead. His head falls back, giving in to the sleep his tiny body craves as if he knows how badly I need him to stay quiet. With Titus in my arm, I sit in the driver's seat, pushing the seat back so I can nurse him. He latches onto my nipple, my swollen breast releasing milk, and my entire body seems to relax for the first time in weeks.